Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Brendasia. How may I help you?
Yes, I have a charge on my account that I don't understand, and I'm wondering if you can tell me what it's for.
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second. May I have your zip code, ma'am?
I'm sorry, what?
Your zip code.
Zip code. 32934.
239. 239934. May I have your first and last name?
That's Greg Gunderson with a G.
Okay, can you spell that name for me?
I'm sorry?
Can you spell that, your personal last name for me?
G-U-N-D-E-R-S-O-N.
I'm sorry?
G as in Gary.
Mm-hmm.
U-N-D-E-R-S-O-N.
Gunderson?
Yes.
That's the first or the last name?
The last name.
Okay, I need you to spell the first name.
First name, G-R-E-G-O-R-Y. Or it could be G-R-E-G-G.
Okay, can I get you to verify your address for me?
341 Lamplighter Drive in Melbourne, Florida. 32934.
Okay, ma'am. I do see an account mentioning their name, but the addresses are not matching.
The what is not mentioning?
The address is not matching to it.
Well, I don't know. No, there was no address attached to this as far as I can see. He ordered a Stealth Elite drone from you, I believe, because it's the same name on the first charge for $8.25. But then a week later, we got charged $67.32, and I don't know what that's for.
Okay, ma'am. Is it possible that he may have used a different address?
No.
Does he have an email?
Yes.
What's his email?
It's reach, R-E-A-C-H, G-G-U-N, at gmail.com.
Okay, so I'm not seeing, only information I see that you provided is the first and last name, but as far as the address, the phone number, and the email, it's
not
mentioned. I didn't
give you a phone number.
The phone number you called me from. What's the phone number, ma'am?
Oh, no, that's mine. He has a different phone number.
Okay.
Can I give you a number that's listed on the charge here? It looks like an account number. No? A transaction number?
It may work, it may not work. What's his phone number?
His phone number, 612.
That's not right. 239-1763. Okay, give me the number that you see.
Okay. It's a long one. 232-200-158-382.
Yeah, no. Okay, ma'am. Do you have the card that was used?
Yes, I do. Not handy. I'll have to dig it out.
Okay, man, I need the first six and the last four of the number.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
You said card that was used. Well, I'm not sure. Jordy, no. Jordy, no but. Of course, he's decided now he needs my attention. Wow. Where should I put that card? It's not a card I use very often, so. I'm sorry, I'm looking through my cards. There's the BP, smart coach. It was a MasterCard, right? I apologize for the dog. I don't know what's going on.
You okay?
I suppose he wants to know that I'm on the phone. Yeah. Jeez. No, that's not it. Sorry, I just, I think my husband must have it, and he's not here right now.
Okay, man, let me try by your address again. What's your address?
Address 341 Lamplighter.
I'm sorry?
Lamplighter, L-A-M-P. Lighter.
Okay. Who? I found it.
You did.
Yes. Give me 1 second while I pull up, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, so it looks like he bought a drone. Well, he paid shipping and handling for a drone, but that was a welcoming gift to the Factory Direct Savings Club. And basically,
wait. I didn't understand what you were saying. Could you talk just a little slower?
He bought a drone.
Yeah.
Well, he paid shipping and handling for a drone. And that
he
was just
$8.25 for the
drone. Yeah, that was shipping and handling.
Okay.
That is a welcoming, basically the drone is a free welcoming gift into joining the Factory Direct Savings Club. Every month you are charged, and in return you receive a $125 gift card to be used at our Best Consumer Gadget Club.
He bought a what? a membership or something?
Basically.
Okay.
And the drone was just a free gift for joining.
Okay. So what does he get for the membership?
He gets, every month that he's charged, he gets a $125 gift card to be used at the online store.
Okay, well, where did that, why haven't I seen that?
Do you have his email?
Yeah.
It's possibly his email, or it is in his email, or his spam, or junk folder.
He doesn't do spam. He just gets everything in his email. Okay, but is this a continuing thing?
Yes, ma'am.
Then I would like to cancel it right now.
Okay, ma'am. Would you like the confirmation code?
Yes, please.
Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
C as in Charlie?
Yes.
262.
232?
262.
262, okay.
673.
673.
696.
696.
Yes, ma'am.
May I say that number again?
You can.
262-673-696.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's his cancellation code, and there will be no more charges.
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
Okay, well, I appreciate your help. Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support. Is there anything else that I can do for you today?
No, hopefully that'll take care of it. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.